blessing. It really is. So avail yourself of the Word of God. BOHMGlobal.com is our website for this show. For our Thursday night show, it's goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. So that's goyard2014.org. A lot of shows there from the last 2 years with Dr. Angel and I. So avail yourself of all of that. And also use our prayer line. We mentioned it earlier, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. You can actually reach Betty personally on that line, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Shell. All three of them are able to be reached through prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Send your requests in, and we'll get those out to our prayer partners. If you want to be on the prayer team, no obligation. Send us an email to that same address and ask to be put on the prayer team. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia along with Betty today, and we did have Nathan scheduled, and he could not make it today, and I understand Megan can't either, and that's okay. Betty, we'll hold down the fort, won't we? So we love to talk and talk and talk, don't we? We just talk and talk and talk. So
I know. And, you know, the funny thing is when we talk, though, we make sense.
Ah, very good. Speak for yourself there, woman. You make sense.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, no. You know, we're in this new series, You're in the Will. And it's all about what we can walk in now, not just in heaven, because we all know that there's going to be a lot of blessings in heaven. We all know that. We want to go there, you know? And you can go there and know that you're going there if you have accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if he lives on the inside of you. Then you have that expectation that one of these days you will live with him in heaven, which is going to be amazing. But Betty, God wants so much for us to understand that he wants us to inherit blessings right now in the here and now. Talk to me about that for a couple of minutes before we go to a song here.
Well, I believe that God is who he says he is. I believe that he wants us to walk in victory.
Amen.
I believe that he wants us to have, like he said in his word, he wants us to have the desires of our heart. And sometimes the desires of our heart maybe not will not come immediately, but he will give it to us in his time because his timing is impeccable. And his blessings come in such, now moments. They're instantaneous. They're coming quicker now than they ever have before.
Yes, amen.
It's playing a part of his, coming. And he wants his children to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
He wants them, again, as I repeat myself, he wants us to walk in victory.
He does.
Okay, how do we walk in victory? The one thing that we do is to give him our first, give him the first of everything. And that the first is our praise and our prayers, and talk to him like you would talk to your friend on the telephone. Live. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. Live in today, because even tomorrow
Amen.
May not come. That's in the word. But that's where we become so caught up.
Right.
In trying to get it right. And we're going to slip up and we're going to make mistakes.
Right.
But that's where, when you were talking about our sins are scarlet.
Yeah.
But once he gets a hold of them.
Right.
They become pure white.
Woo!
So we have that opportunity to ask for forgiveness.
Yes, we
and
do.
Know, and know that we are forgiven.
Amen.
And it's never to be remembered again.
Amen. Amen. We have a hope. And our yeah. only hope is this song by Dara McLean. And I love this because it really talks about that precious hope. He's the healer of the brokenhearted, no matter what your situation is
Amen.
Today, dear one.
She still keeps the pictures of who she lost. Joy is a memory that she forgot. Life wasn't fair to her. A cold room and all alone, she cries tonight. Her prayers are angry words, their questions why. Life wasn't fair to her. You're healer to the broken. and shepherd to the lost.
Amen.
Father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms. It's where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. He's tired of carrying his father's words, telling him he's not enough. He has no worth. He's memorized the lies. He works his life away to measure us, and all he's left with is empty love. Even he can find the love he's been denied. Your healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms. It's where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus. Even though I walk down broken roads, I will never have to walk alone. When I cannot stand on my own feet, you will carry me. Your healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross.
Amen.
There's comfort in your arms. It's where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus.
Amen. He is our hope, no matter what you're going through today, dear one. He is our only hope. And when we have an attitude of receiving what God has for us, then we're going to inherit the land. Then we're going to see situations change in our lives. I want to go to Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 6. It's in the Old Testament. It's not a real easy one to find, but it's chapter 6 is across the page from Nahum 1:7. And I'm going to quote Nahum 1:7 as we go to Micah 6. For the Lord is good, a refuge or a stronghold in times of trouble. And he knows all those who trust in him. He knows all those who trust in him. For the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who trust in him. If you are one of these that we've been talking about today on Living the Good Life, that you trust God, that you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that you want to be everything he wants you to be, then you need to begin to understand that you can inherit so many blessings right now in the here and now. What does God require? It says in Micah 6, verse 8, he has showed you, O man or woman, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? What does he require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Whoa, I got to go to Betty for some comments on those two verses. Or actually, it's one verse, verse 8. Micah 6, 8. One more time, I'll read it out of the NIV. He has shown you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Whoa, that's pretty specific instruction. Talk to me, Betty.
Yeah. May I read it in the message?
Please do.
Okay, you said 6:8, right?
6:8.
Okay, but he's already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women.
Yes.
It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously.
Whoa, that's really good in the message, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I think I said this before. It's so simple.
It is simple.
It's so hard.
Right, we do. Yeah.
And when God lays out in front of us his will, his plan for our life, and it's almost like reading the word. It's pretty plain and simple, is that God wants us to love.
Amen. Yes, he does.
To be humble.
Yes.
And to live the straight and narrow life. Don't
right.
And not go off on your own path or your own cognizance, so to speak. And that sometimes we just need to let it go.
Right.
Sometimes we just need to say, okay, God, you've got this.
Right. Amen.
I've got to let it go because I want peace in my life. I want to have a little bit more simpler life. And
right.
Simpler means not so much stress, not so many headaches, not so many of this. And then that's when he'll say, sit down, my child, and let's talk.
Amen.
Let's have a one-on-one conversation, just you and I.
Right.
And that's when that he reaches down into the depths of our soul, and he gives us what we need. And he gives us blessing upon blessing upon blessing. He gives us, like you've said before, he gives us the inheritance.
The inheritance,
And it's for our taking.
It is,
don't you think?
Absolutely, it's for our taking. And I love what we talked about right at the end of the last hour. Come now, let us reason together, you know. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. When you realize that God's already taken up a position about you and all the ways that you may feel that you have let God down or others down, God already has it figured out. He just says, come, sit down, let's talk about it. And though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. You know, and if you are willing and obedient, if you ask God for forgiveness, if you're willing to change your life, if you're willing to look at those things, the broken parts of our lives, the things that we're holding on to, the resentments, the bitterness, if you're willing to look at those things and let God do the work he wants to, you're going to eat the best of the land. You're going to. That's scriptural. I want you to read those two verses, or that one verse, Micah 6:8, in the message one more time, Betty, because I thought that was powerful, powerful.
Okay, 6:8. But he's already made it plain how to live. What to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Take God seriously.
Take God seriously. Wow. Wow. You know, that's interesting that says don't take yourself too seriously. Because a lot of times we feel like we've messed up so bad that there's nothing that can be done about it. There's no hope for us, you know. We just did a song, He's Our Hope, you know. He's our hope to change our lives. And when we take ourselves too seriously, we really devalue the power that God has in our lives to change us into his image, Betty. And so that we can inherit the land and all the blessings he has for us. We devalue that aspect of God, and we just think that, oh, we're so bad. And I bet there's listeners out there right now thinking, you don't know everything I've done. I've done this, I've done that, I'm a mess. And God would say to you, wait a minute, sit down, rest a minute. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. I mean, that's the Rhema word for today. That is Isaiah 1, 18 and 19. Write it down, meditate on it, get it down on the inside of you. You have a responsibility to come to God and say, hey, yeah, I've got a mess here on my hands, and I'm just giving it to you, and I just want you to forgive me, and I need to forgive myself, and I need to forgive others, and on and on. And God will do that if we're willing and obedient. We're going to be eating all those blessings, Betty. We're going to eat them all. And by eating them, I mean they're going to be all over our lives, you know, be a part of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, along with those blessings comes an intimate fellowship with him.
Amen. Yes.
We know his will for our lives.
Yes, we do.
I mean, you and I can sit and talk this for hours. Walk in the truth.
Right.
Grow and nurture.
That's right.
I mean, and learn God's ways and let his ways become your ways.
Woo, yes.
It's so important to be able to have an understanding of what God wants for you.
Amen.
And to get into that understanding is to get into his word.
Yes.
And find out what he wants for you, and your outlook will change.
Oh, amen.
You're talking about the stinking thinking thing.
Yeah.
It changes. I mean, once you draw that you have that relationship with the Lord, is he's the first one that you turn to.
Right. Exactly.
He is your everything. I mean,
amen.
It would be like he's available 365, 24/7.
Yes, he is.
For anyone that is willing and wants to have a closer walk with the Lord and have him put you on the path and for you to inherit the land.
Amen. Totally all true. Let's go over to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to pick up some verses there that are going to bless you. If you are really grabbing this teaching today and you want to really get it down on the inside of you, one way to do that besides going over the scriptures we've just been talking about in this show is to go to Romans 8 and read Romans 8 over and over again. It is one of the best chapters in the whole Bible. And it was written by Paul, and it starts out, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death." And, you know, the big problem that a lot of people have, Betty, is that they walk in all this condemnation all the time. They are constantly, they are their own worst critic. Jesus said, love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself. And a lot of people cannot love others because they can't love themselves, because they're so down on themselves. And it's all about God's grace. We're going to do a song in a minute. Grace tells another story by immersing me, because so often we can't get into the ability to inherit the blessings because we're stuck on condemnation corner. If you know what I'm talking about, Betty, talk to me about that.
Well, one of the things that I guess the listeners need to know is that condemnation does not come from God.
No, it does not.
It comes from the enemy.
Right.
And one of the things that I just was looking through Romans, trying to get to where you were at.
Romans 8.
It said, yeah, but if God himself has taken a presence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him.
I love that.
And it's just so, it's very easy to accept condemnation if you're not walking as close to the Lord as you should be. We all get off on a little detour every now and then, but then that detour takes you right back to God. And because his hand is guiding you, his ever presence is with you,
right,
and for you. And that's why it's so important to get closer to the Lord.
Amen.
So that the enemy or the devil can't throw that at you to say, well, you know, you're a sinner. You know, God's not going to accept you into his fold. You're not going to be able to inherit the land. You're not going to be able to walk the path that God wants you to. Well, you have to remember that the enemy is a thief. He's come to seek, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
And that's what he wants to do in your life, is to see you not follow the will of what God,
yes,
wants you to do. That,
yes,
he wants you out of God's grace. Well, God's grace will bring you right back in once you reach out and touch it. I mean,
right,
it's right in front of us, and some of us can't see the forest for the trees.
Right. And
it's
so
right there. It's right there.
We have to come and sit down and reason with him.
Yeah.
And Romans 8 verse 6 says, "The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." And, you know, we've got to get our mindset changed to the things of God. This show is all about changing your mindset to begin to realize you have the right. You have the inheritance. You're in God's will that he wrote through the death of Jesus. You are one of those many, many, many countless numbers of people who can inherit the land now, who can walk in the blessings of Abraham now. You can do it if your mind is controlled by the Spirit of God. It's life and peace to you. Whoa. Comment on that, Betty, before we do. Grace tells another story.
Pretty powerful right there, Pastor.
Right.
That's pretty powerful.
It is.
It needs to have the embedded method in us. Is let this sink in.
Yes.
This is pretty meaty. These verses that you just read, these are pretty meaty. So
they
sometimes
are.
You have to go back and read. Maybe read them, you know, two or three times to be able to have that light bulb come on and say, I see what you know, Pastor McAllister was trying to tell us is that the Lord needs to control your life.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will guide you and will give you that blessing.
Yeah.
They'll be able to keep you from going to the other side of the road. He's going to keep you in his midst. He's going to keep you within himself and be obedient.
Right.
Listen and obey.
Amen.
And listen, and his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
His grace is everything.
Grace
is what we need.
Grace tells another story.
They say don't waste your time. Simply cannot find an ounce of good within the heart of man. They say we've got to lay in the bed we've made and live this life without a second chance. But I'm inclined to say there must be something
Praise God. Grace tells another story. We can walk in these blessings that God has for us. We can inherit the land. Grace tells another story. God's grace sets us free from the pain of the past. God's grace will set you free from the pain of everything that's happened to you that has not been good. And there's all of us have painful times in our lives that, you know, we've had to deal with, or maybe we've never dealt with, but we should deal with, right? And grace tells another story. Grace, God's grace says, you can be forgiven if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can walk in the blessings of God. We can walk in them. Romans 8. Let's go down to verse 14. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father, which translated means Daddy God. And when we realize that when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can be led by the Spirit of God. We can quit making so many drastic mistakes. We can quit walking around with all that unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment down on the inside of us. When we're led by the Spirit of God, we realize we've received the Spirit that makes us not a slave to fear, but a son who says, hey, what's next? I love that in the Message Bible. What's next, Daddy God? What's next, Papa? What do you have for me? What blessing do you have for me today when you wake up in the morning? What's today? I've been doing this lately, Betty, and it's just really changing my days. You know, I wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord, for a new day. And what's going on today, God? What surprises do you have in store? We had a big surprise today, Betty, Amen. And you mentioned it early on for Dr. Angel to agree to become one of our radio team members. That was huge. And it was a surprise. I didn't see it coming. Came out of left field. And thank you, God. I'll tell you how it happened. I was studying. I was praying this morning, getting ready for this show and getting ready for everything God wanted to do today. And I felt very impressed just to send her a quick text and say, would you ever think about having some time to help us on our Sunday show? Because she co-hosts the Thursday night show with me. Right. And I got a text back immediately. Are you kidding? I would love to do that. I would be honored to do that.
Oh, my.
And awesome. I mean, it was like, it was because I was sitting there and praying and praising and listening to God, what's next, Papa, that was kind of dropped in my spirit. Dr. Angel may really want to be a part of the Sunday show. Have you ever asked her? Well, no, I never have asked her. Why don't you ask her? Why don't you ask her? That's what happened, Betty. That was a nice surprise from Abba. Daddy Papa.
Daddy Papa. Yeah, you know, what you just spoke of, it says in Romans, in the Message Bible, is you lead a resurrection life.
Yes.
That you live because, I was just, when that song was playing, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Hold on, I got to get my glasses here.
Yeah, I know that verse. That says, good.
Yeah, but he said to me, my grace is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak.
Yeah.
But, you know, we overcome that with that resurrection life that you talk about, inheritance.
Yes.
You talk about blessing. You talk about, what's next, God? You know, what have you got for me? You start off the day with, thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, for the breath that I'm breathing now. Thank you, God, for everything that I have, not for, you know, I praise you for my family. I thank you for the life that I have, even though sometimes, you know, there may be some areas that I need to work on, but thank you, God, for resurrection life.
Oh, amen. I got to tell you a twin grandbaby story here of my great-granddaughters, A and B, Aaliyah and Briley. Because now that they live down here, they have a play area in my garage, and your little Zoe Grace and Andrew are going to have to come visit the play area. It has a very nice refrigerator, stove, you know, little kid stuff. pots and pans. It has a lot of fun things there. It has bikes and trikes, really. They're little because these little girls just turned three, so they're pretty little. But they've accustomed now. They've learned how to open the refrigerator door in both the garage and in the house. And they know where their juice packets are, you know, those juice Capri Sun packets. Mm-hmm. They know where little popsicles could be. They know where this treat and that treat is. And they just now they found the York patties, the frozen York patties. You know, oh. Betty, where I have those, you know.
Where'd you have those at? We have those.
You missed those when you were here? They're in the freezer in the kitchen behind some stuff, clear at the back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
one of them stood on the door of the refrigerator, the freezer, the other day, and walked out with chocolate York patty all over her little face and hands.
Ooh, oh, my.
And she walked, as she was leaving that day, she turned around. She goes, oh, Nana, need to buy more juice. So she knew where all the things were that she customarily, they both do. They both know where they are. And that a reminder on the way to get in the car, Nana, buy more juice. We're running low. Cracked her mommy and I up. I mean, you know, Nana, buy more juice. Because she knew where those blessings are hiding now. They know the blessings. They know where they are.
And so does the rest of your listening audience, too.
Yes, and so does everybody else. And so since they know where that all that is, they can go to it, and they can get it if they want. Now, I had to try to, you know, bury the York patties just a little bit further under frozen vegetables. But they still found them the other day. So where there's a will, there's a way. And you know what? That's a little story about my great-granddaughters, but it can apply to us. When we know the blessings are there, we need to be as tenacious and as persistent as A and B when they're trying to find their juice packets, York patties, and other little things that they have grown accustomed to finding, like little Weight Watchers treats, which they love to eat, red velvet snacks. I mean, all of these things, but they've learned how to do it, and they have worked at that refrigerator door till it's a breeze now for them to open it. Talk to me about all that.
Well, you know, that makes a very valid point.
It does.
Because it does. You have to remember that the more you go at it, the more you seek his face, the more you knock on that door and you shall receive.
Right.
You know, it's there for the taking.
I mean, it is.
Like going to Nana's house, where you can go to God's house and receive the same type of blessing.
Yes.
And
maybe even
like,
York patties and Capri Sun packets of juice.
I'm going to find out where there's York peppermint patties. They won't be there much longer than I'm
going
to.
Right.
It all comes down to is that it's just like what A and B said is like, you know, Nana, you're getting short on this.
Right.
Well, that's what we can do to God, is that we can open that door and say, Lord, I need just a little bit more of you today.
Right.
I need a little bit more of your living water.
Ooh, yes.
I've got into the peppermint patty. Maybe I've gotten into something that I shouldn't have.
Right.
And I need your help helping me to get past that. Help me to get rid of my desire for York peppermint patties.
Right.
That would be one that I would have to ask for.
Right.
Ask, and you shall receive. And I mean, that's a very valid point for, you know, for this discussion is that we have that ability to go to our Heavenly Father.
Oh,
just like Elia or Briley did. They had the opportunity to go to the refrigerator. But we have that opportunity to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need this.
I need it.
I need it. I need it, and I need it bad.
Well, and that's what they say when they walk in. Need a juice, need this, need that, you know, whatever it is. They need everything,
they need
you know.
Yeah, because they're thirsty.
Yeah, they're thirsty. Need a juice, you know.
Need a juice. We're thirsty. And that's what happens when we get thirsty. We can go to the well.
You know, that's such a good point because the truth of the matter is we all get thirsty. We just don't realize it sometimes because we put it off to something else. I'm tired, or I've been working too much or whatever. What mostly I believe, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, is that we need time with our Heavenly Father. We need time to sit quietly and listen to His voice, whether you're driving down the road by yourself or whether you're laying in bed getting ready to go to sleep. Talk to me. Or when you're waking up, what's next, Papa? What do you have in store? What do you want for me? You know, I had somebody, one of our listeners who has moved to Texas and still listens but is not in our church now, sent me a text a couple nights ago and said, God says that you have something for me. I thought, that's interesting. I've been praying for this person. So I said, I think I do. But I don't know what it is yet, and I'll get it to you when I have it. Yesterday morning, I woke up, and that person's face is what I saw. And God said, go write what I tell you to write. Mm-hmm. God gave me a word for this individual plus some scriptures. Within 15 minutes, this individual typed me back a response and said, they work from home. This person said, I have dropped to my knees by my chair and I am weeping because that is the third time those same scriptures were given to me now by you, somebody, two other people in this person's life. And God has confirmed some things that I needed to hear. Now, to me, that's an exciting, what's next, Papa? Who do you want me to minister to today? How are you going to use me today? Yes, maybe it is to go to the grocery and buy Capri Sun and more York patties for a little A&B. And maybe that is part of the blessing for today because they bless my life when they walk through that door and they run to me and hug me. Oh, what a blessing. But, you know, when we can do something like happened to me this week with one of our listeners, whoa, praise God. What's next, Papa? What do you have in store? What do you want to do through me to bless someone else? That is inheriting the land, Betty. When we begin to realize God wants to use us to help someone else, like this show. We don't do this show to make money, guys. We pay to do this show. And we never, hardly ever ask for money. You can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, go to the bottom of the first page, go to donations, and give a donation to the radio show if you want. But we don't get on here and beg for money. We don't. Because we are being blessed as we do this, as we give of ourselves, of our time, of our money, to get the word out. What's next, Papa? What's next, Daddy God? What do you have for us? That's inheriting the land on a daily basis. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, he's so gentle. I forget where it was I heard it, but that some people think that, you know, God has a gavel and that he's setting down judgment. At some point he will, but it's when all of his kids are home. And when I mean home, they're heavenly home.
Exactly.
And we've got to come to the realization that God is real.
Amen.
God is alive, and you are worthy.
Amen.
To be called a child of God.
Whoa.
And no matter what the enemy tells you, no matter what someone has told you that you're not worth
right
the breath that God gave you. You're not worth the ground that you stand on. I'm here to tell you that you are more than worthy to receive a blessing from God. You are more than willing to inherit the land that God has given.
Amen.
You are able to stand in the will of God and be able to understand Him.
Amen.
And let Him guide you and let Him minister to you just like you minister to one of the parishioners in Texas.
Yes.
God will do that.
Yes.
But we have to be humbled. we have to have the mind of Christ. We have to have the heart that gives willingly,
yes,
that gives without expecting anything in return.
Right.
And so that return will come back to you, maybe in a way that you would never even imagine that it would come back. And it's just like saying a prayer, okay, Daddy, what do you have for me today?
Right.
And he gives you a word of God.
Ooh,
to give,
yes,
to that lady.
Yeah.
But it's just like a lot of times, I think I talk way too much.
No,
but
you don't.
I have to hear that still small voice.
Yes.
That says, hey, you're up at 4 a.m. There's a reason why.
There's a reason. There's a reason.
There is a reason. I am the reason. I am who I say I am. I am your God. I will do what I told you that I would do.
Amen.
And we have to believe, and we have to receive that. We have to, and his grace is sufficient.
Amen. It is. And, when we have an attitude of wanting to do what God has for us, I think why I hear you saying this and I'm saying this, we're both saying the same thing. That's inheriting the blessings that God has.
Amen.
That's inheriting,
amen,
the land. When,
amen,
we can be an instrument of mercy, of grace, when we can be somebody that speaks a kind word, in a very difficult time in people's lives, when we can be somebody who waits before God and God says, here, turn to the scripture, type it out, send it to this person. When we can be that kind of a conduit of his wisdom, his peace, his presence, it comes from spending time in his presence. It comes from spending time saying, God, what do you have for me today? What's next, Papa? Abba, Father. We cry, Abba, Father, what's next? What do you have for me today, God? What do I need to hear from you that I can give away to someone else?
Amen.
Oh, we got to do this song. Oh, the glory of his presence by Terry McCallum. Because, Betty, you and I both agree. We've been friends for 30 some years. You're part of my church in Indiana, now part of this ministry. When we are in the presence of God, that's when our chances ramp up astronomically, mm-hmm, of hearing correctly his voice.
Amen. And it's almost like turning up the volume on the,
yes,
television, or you turn up the volume on your cell phone. It's like, whoa. I mean, it's instantaneously.
It is.
It comes, and you hear, and then you react.
Woo!
So, it's amazing. And I think that, and then, we've talked about this in the last few weeks about people that are coming out of a season and going into a new season.
Right.
And expecting to inherit,
amen,
what God has for them.
Spend time in his presence in order to do,
amen,
that.
Here, amen.
Jesus. You're here. Thank you.
God. Glory to God. It's all about spending time in His presence. Hallelujah. 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 As we spend time in His presence and we get direction for our lives, we get the answers we need. We get the joy. We are able to really move forward in what God has for us. Let's pray for our listeners right now. Dear Heavenly Father, you know where they are. Scattered around this globe. You know who they are and what's going on in their lives, and we don't. So we trust you completely, mighty God, to continue the good work you began in them. If there are those out there that don't know you personally, don't have that relationship, let them decide and really desire to have that personal relationship with you, God. And those that are, maybe they've prayed that prayer and asked you into their life, but they've just not gone anywhere with it. Lord, let them desire. Lord, we ask right now that there be a fresh desire for you to come alive in their lives, for them to realize the importance of inheriting the blessings that you have for us on a daily basis, that the importance of that talk with you. As we say, what do you have for us today, God? What do you want me to do? If you have something for me to take care of or someone to call or someone to reach out to, Lord, just show me those things. Show me those people. Tell me what to do because I'm willing and obedient, and I want to eat the best of the land. And when that is our heart's desire, God will use each one of us. And so, Lord, we thank you that you will do that for those that are willing and obedient. Those of us that want to eat the best of the land. Those of us who want to walk in your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our listeners. Let them have a fresh new awareness of you in their life this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Whoa, talk to me, Betty, about all that. The glory of his presence. Amen.
Well, I tell you, it's to sit in his presence is to be in the midst of God himself.
Right.
Is, you know, the Holy Spirit just comes in and he can do a mighty work.
Amen.
You know, he's our comforter.
Yes.
He's our prosperer, our deliverer, our helper. And it just seems to make the things of this world just disappear and go away because to be in his presence is
right.
Just to be there with him himself.
And, amen.
It's just been it's just awesome. I mean, it's just, there's no words that can speak to the things that become, this world become lighter. They become so
distant. Yes, they do. Yes.
And, you know, hearing and listening to his word is music to our ears. And when
oh,
we
yeah.
sing back those praises, how he inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen. You know, Romans 8, where we've been hanging out in the last few minutes, verse 28 is one I quote a lot on the show. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he glorified. What can we say to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? And, you know, when we talk about this whole topic of inheriting, you know, that you're in the will. You know, if you're in a earthly, physical will, and somebody dies and leaves you things, you know, hey, if that person was for you and they left you $1 million, nobody, unless there's some big court battle, but nobody's going to be able to take that from you because it was left to you, okay? And it's that same thing. We have all these blessings that we have already inherited. We just have to grab them and take them. You know, if somebody reads a will and says, all right, so John gets, you know, this $50,000 and this person, Susie, gets $150,000 or whatever. And if they never go collect, if they get it in the mail and they just say, oh, that's got to be a mistake, throw it in the trash. They don't accept the inheritance that they have. And Betty, sadly, a lot of people walk around this earth not accepting the blessings and the inheritance that God has for them.
Well, I think that with the blessings of God, we have to embrace them.
Exactly. We have to receive them. Yeah.
You're right. We have to take those as our own.
Absolutely.
God knows what he's doing. And we go back to the very beginning of time when he gave his life for us.
Right.
And at that time when he laid down and he died, that became our inheritance.
Absolutely.
It's hard for people to understand that.
Right.
Well, why did he do that for me? Why did he do that?
Right.
Well, he did it. He did it for me. He did it for
right.
you. He did it for our listeners.
Amen.
And again, we have to embrace those. And for some people, that's very hard to do because they feel like they don't deserve it.
Right, exactly.
And we have to have that mindset change like you talked about in the first hour. We have to have that mindset change.
Right.
Because God did it for us. And if he, like you said just a few minutes ago, if God be for us, who can be against
that's
us?
That's right. Right. And so we've got to grab these blessings, you know? I think it's great that my great-granddaughters walk in the door and go for the refrigerator and grab what they can, you know? I mean, within reason. But still, you know, they know where those blessings are. They know where the Capri Sun juice is. They know where the York patties are. They know where those things are. So they go and they get them. We as Christians, we need to go and inherit and get the blessings that God has for us. We need not to just ignore all these blessings or act like, well, I'm not worthy, like you just mentioned, Betty, or I've done too much in my life. God doesn't want to bless me. God wants to bless us on a daily basis. And we've got to start confessing with our mouth, I am blessed. You know, I am blessed. I have the blessings of Abraham on my life. I have those blessings. I walk in soundness of mind. I have some affirmations that I've written down that I quote almost every day about the blessings of God that come upon me. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. If you don't already quote that, start doing it. And because it talks about these are the blessings of God, they come upon me, you know, and I am the head and not the tail. I'm above, not beneath. I have all these blessings. God abundantly blesses my life. If we walk in his will for us, if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the best of the land. And we're going to develop this concept a little bit more next week and the week after. And inheriting these blessings is an act of our will. It's a decision we make. It is inherently yours if you have received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. But if you decide to be ignorant of all the blessings that you can have, never read your Bible, never talk to God, never listen to his voice, never Never listen to good sound Bible teaching that will help you know what you have inherited. If you don't read the will, if you don't open the mail and get your benefit, if somebody sends you money or whatever, you know, wow, what a loss. Betty, finish up with that. Will you give me some your thoughts here? Because we're winding down. We just got a couple minutes.
Well, it's just like receiving mail through the U.S. Postal Service.
Right.
That if you don't open it,
right,
you don't know what's in it.
Right.
And if you throw it away, you might be throwing away one of the biggest blessings that you.
That's right.
That you know that God can bestow upon you.
Yes. Yes.
We are God's kids. We're King's kids.
Right.
And we have to realize that's who we are.
Right.
And that we deserve. We have coming to us many things that we don't even know exist yet.
Amen. Yes.
God wants to bless us and bless us abundantly.
Amen.
And He wants to do it at a point where we would not take them for granted.
Right.
Whereas He wants them to, for us to embrace them.
Yes.
For us to hold them dear.
Yes.
Dear to us. And it's just so important, Pastor, to be able to stay close to Him, talk to Him.
Amen.
Pray and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
This week.
Yes, amen. You know, you mentioned about the mail. A couple weeks ago, I got something in the mail. It just looked like an ad in an envelope. And I almost was going to throw it away, and I thought, well, I better check. And I opened it up, and it was a check I'd forgotten all about, an old settlement on something. It's like $124 right there that I almost threw in the trash because it just didn't look like a blessing. An envelope that would have a blessing in
right,
it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do with our lives. So people, take this show and do something with it. Get into your Bible. Read the Psalms. Read the blessings that are yours, especially in the book of Psalms. They're all through there. Start with Psalm 1 and just go for it. Mark up your Bible and mark those things that apply to you. And there's so many promises. Mark them up. They're there. Open the envelope and see the blessings you have. Betty, a final word before we get out of here.
Oh, what a show.
Great show. Great show.
It's been an eye-opener for me.
Yes, it's been a great show.
To know that that once I was nobody, but now I'm somebody.
Oh, amen. Sure.
And it's available to anyone who wants to reach out and grab it.
Amen.
It's, God is there. He's for you. He loves you.
Amen.
And he wants you to be closer to Him than you have been in the past.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Betty, for being on the air with us today on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. To all of you listeners, if you missed part of the show or you want to tell a friend, you can hear it again this Saturday and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Forward, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Or you can come here to the podcast on TanTalk1340.com. And go to Living the Good Life, and you can hear the show again in a couple days. And then they stay on our website indefinitely, so you can also go to BOHMGlobal.com to catch shows. So it's been a joy to be with you today. As always, we love doing these shows. Living the Good Life is the name of it if you want to go to the podcast here at TanTalk1340.com. Thank you, Betty. And it's not far to Jesus. And we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. StarcomRadioNetwork.com, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Check out our Thursday night show at 6:06 p.m. Go Yard. All right, see ya. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you.
it's not far. It's not far from here, Jesus. It's not far from here.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay.